Let's do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe. So this is in volume 5. This is letter number 1336, dated Baruch Hashem, Ches Tevis, Tosh Yud Beis, Brooklyn. The Rebbe sent this letter to Rebbe Ephraim Wolf. He was one of the leading Chabad activists in Israel. And the Rebbe is responding that I received your telegram in which you notify that you got permission to travel. Not sure, maybe from the army or whatever, who allowed him to travel. And you're asking my approval, and also with regards, is it safe, I guess, to travel by plane? I guess it was new then, in 1952. Was it not as, but in any event, Rebbe says, it seems to me that you should organize that your travels will be in a such a way that you should be here during the Yom HaElulah, the day of Yahrzeit of the previous Rebbe, the Rebbe's father-in-law, which is going to be Yud Shvat, which was about a month from that time. So then the Rebbe says, then there is a possibility that you can travel by boat and you don't have to fly specifically by a plane. I guess I'm just wondering, why was there an issue flying by plane? Maybe he was afraid. Maybe planes weren't as safe at that time. I don't know, but may... What say? Well, maybe it was a question of Shabbos or something. I'm not sure, but I mean, why would that be a problem? So I don't know. But in any event, the Rebbe says he blesses him that the travel should be with success, both physically and spiritually, with blessing for success and for Chassidish Nachas from all of your descendants, Sheikhio. And the Rebbe writes that a telegram was also sent that a letter is forthcoming. And it was received in time. So that in the olden days, I guess they would send a telegram that a letter is coming. Yeah. So to tell them that the letter is coming, because the people didn't, the communication wasn't as good as it is today.